one true and living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Travel back with me to the 1100s and the beginning of the 1200s. Henry I had defeated Robert to end the English Succession Wars. The second disastrous crusade was launched, and Richard the Lionhearted dies. Work on the Cathedral of Notre Dame started, and Oxford College was founded. Into this history, St. Francis of Assisi was born. So today we pause during our 9 a.m. service to bless the pets in honor of the patron saint of animals and the environment. On Wednesday, the actual feast day, we will bless the pets of the school children at 7:30 in the morning, which reminds me of my cousin David and his pet. Now, you might recall that my cousin is that fire-breathing backwoods preacher, goes revival to revival. What you may not know is he has a pet alligator that he travels with. Now, last week, David walked into a bar and grill in Corsicana, Texas. Indignantly, he asked, "Y'all don't serve Episcopalians in this establishment?" Waitress replied back indignantly, "Of course we do." He said, "Great. Well, bring me a BLT and an Episcopalian for my alligator." I know, really bad, right? I know, we're trying to find an animal on St. Francis Day, right? But, you know, I think it's important that we pause and we talk about St. Francis, because St. Francis did not start out as a saint. Now, he was born around 1181, maybe 1182. Now, that's 3 years before they paved the street in front of the Louvre in Paris. At 14, he dropped out of school, started drinking heavily, went to salacious parties. By 21, he didn't want anything to do with the family business. He fancied himself a knight, so he got into wrestling and archery and cavalry. And the big war came. 1202, he joined the cavalry out of Assisi, and on the battlefield, those young men were slain. Very few remained. Francis was captured. It was his first and only battle, but he was captured and not killed because he was dressed like an aristocrat in brand new shiny armor. Thrown into an underground cell for a year while he was held hostage for his father to pay his ransom. It changed him. After his release, he saw a leper on a street. 2 years earlier, he would have walked away. He would have crossed on the other side, but he didn't. He walked up to the leper, embraced him, and gave him a brotherly kiss. From that moment on, he started taking care of the lepers. And he went church to church in Assisi looking for an answer to his question, "What should I do, God?" And in one particular church in front of a cross, he heard the voice of Jesus, "Repair the church, become poor." Francis understood that to mean the church was decadent. Wealth poured in, but the poor on the outside had nothing. Now, Francis, having no real money from his family, went to his father's shop, took a bolt of cloth, and sold it. He then sold his horse. His father was indignant. He grabbed Francis and took him in front of the bishop and said, "Straighten this boy out." The bishop looked at Francis and said, "Return your money." So Francis returned the money to his father, but he didn't stop. Just like I'm doing now, he began to take off his cloak. He handed it to his father and said, "Here." And then he began to take off the rest of his clothes. Now, that's all I'm going to do for the demonstration. And he handed him every stitch, standing naked in front of his father. the bishop gave him a rustic tunic. And there began the life of the man we now call St. Francis. 12 disciples soon started following him. He preached, and then more disciples followed him, and they were known as the Franciscan friars. By the time the Magna Carta was signed, Francis was preaching in 5 villages a day. Legend had it, he would preach to animals, birds, perching on his arm, listening to his sermon. That's where he got the name God's Fool. By the time he died, he was already considered a living saint. 2 years after his death, he was indeed made a saint. Now that was 1 year before Genghis Khan died. Giovanni de Petro de Bernardone, or Francesco as he was known, died at 44. Wow. Now I want you to flash forward to 2013. Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio took the name Pope Francis. And Francis said he took that name because the man of poverty, the man of peace, the man who loves and protects creation, the same created world with which we don't have such a good relationship. And so today our gospel beckons us to the field, a field in need of healing, a field that needs us to reestablish relationship. Not like the son that said, hey, I'll go do it, leaves, and then does nothing. We need to be like the second son, reluctantly, but we'll go. The soil has become dry and cracked, become barren. Our churches here in Waco, Texas, the United States, and the world have been sequestered behind our walls too long, and we must now leave the doors, re-enter the field. We must take off the clothes of self-righteousness and become humble enough to reach out to those underneath the bridge, those on the streets. Like Francis, we must embrace the poor of spirit. Like Francis, we must remember creation, this fragile earth, our island home. How often do we participate in destroying this environment? Francis reminds us this is God's creation. We are to take off the armor of war. We are to get rid of our aristocratic dress and give way to being barefooted and walking the path of peace. Like Francis, we must reach out to the lepers. Metaphorically, not the kind of lepers that Francis reached out to, but to those that are disenfranchised, those people that we want to walk on the other side of the street and ignore. We must embrace them. But how do we do it? St. Francis is helpful. Listen to his words. Start by doing what's necessary. Then do what's possible. And suddenly, you're doing the impossible. We walk into the field aware of our own spiritual poverty. And Francis said, you know, it's no use walking to preach unless our walking is our preaching. Hear it again. It's no use walking to preach unless our walking is our preaching. So we bless the animals. Simple reminder that not only do we need to be good stewards of creation, but we're walking the walk, we're talking the talk, we're loving God's creatures. And Francis reminds us too that in the midst of all of this, this struggle to become a better humanity, we need to take care of ourselves. Listen to what he said. Have patience with all things, but chiefly have patience with yourself. That's profound. Have patience with all things, but chiefly have patience with yourself. That's good news for our teenagers, by the way. And I really mean that. You guys have it tough in this world. You do. You've got a rough world ahead of you, all of you. Learn to have patience with yourself. It doesn't have to be done today. It can happen. You can grow into it. Don't be disappointed if it's a bad day. simply have patience. Remember, we are the imperfect humanity called to serve the perfect God. And so we enter the field ourselves one day at a time to make a difference. Today we honor St. Francis. We've blessed the pets. Let us pray. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life.